guys, what's up? It's DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I think this is my fifth show that I've been doing. Is this my... Fourth?
Yeah.
No, because my fourth show, I was doing the Midnight Mayhem stuff.
Oh, I wasn't here that week, so I missed it.
So I think this is my fifth show, technically. So I am back again, guys. And with me tonight, I have DJ Goody. And she hasn't been on my show in a long time, so I'm super excited. I think last time you were on was, like, what, my second show? Yeah. No, my first show.
Oh, your first show, yeah.
You were on my first show. Second show I did by myself.
You did solo.
Third show, I didn't have one because it was Midnight Mayhem. Fourth show was Katie. Fifth show is you.
Yeah. Oh, I know how much you hate that. Oh, God. It's such a habit.
But... Wow, I'm, like, really tired. Picture. I'm gonna... Are you posting that anywhere?
No, because I look stupid.
Okay, I was gonna say, I look really stupid. So I'm going to start off... Oh, I'm, like, fiddling with the mic. I'm going to start off by... With this one article. Well, it's technically not really an article, but I wanted to talk about Chrissy Teigen's daughter, Luna, and her Halloween costumes that Chrissy had posted on... Instagram. Wait, I can still... Can you hear my music? I can, like, hear it somewhere, and I don't know where it is. And I'm very confused. All right. Okay, let's... Okay. I was like, I can still hear my music faintly, which is really weird, because I turned everything off. So Chrissy Teigen recently had her daughter with John Legend, and her name's Luna. And I don't know. I feel like that name, honestly, is kind of basic. Like, I feel like...
Luna?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a pet name.
Exactly, a dog's name.
Yeah, and so I...
Like my old roommate, Christine, her dog is named Luna.
Luna?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I feel like I hear it all the time, and so I feel like it's a basic name, even though it's, like, for a pet. I don't know.
Is it Luna Legend?
That's what I'm guessing.
Because that'd be kind of cute if it was Luna Legend. The alliteration? Legend. Yeah.
And that's... Okay, that's kind of cute. I don't know, I just feel like they would have... Like, I hear Luna so much for, like, dog or cat names, and I'm like, I feel like it's basic.
It's kind of like when you do something, Alyssa, and people are like, Alyssa. But I'm like, Luna is like, Luna. It's really cute.
Yeah, that is actually kind of cute now that I'm thinking about it. So Chrissy Teigen decided to post to Instagram a couple of these Halloween costumes that she picked up for Luna. And oh, my gosh. Okay. So the picture I'm looking at right now, so first of all, I definitely thought Luna was an ugly baby. I mean, I've told you guys before, like, when babies are born, to me, they have no features. Like, how do you call a baby cute? Like, they aren't, like, they barely even have features. Like, they all look the same to me. Like, I mean, some of them have, you know, full heads of hair, or they're, like, they have darker features. I mean, you can tell that there's a difference, obviously, in all babies. I'm not saying that they're all, like, clones and they all... Or, you know, come out the same, with the same looks. But they just, you can't really tell, like, their personality, obviously, or their features that are probably going to be most prominent, in a sense.
They kind of look like little aliens.
Yeah.
You know, just weird.
Who lived inside
creatures.
Of you for 9 months. That's so weird.
Oh, God.
But Luna is now, I want to say she's a couple months old, and so you can totally see her features, and she definitely takes after Chrissy so much. She definitely is Chrissy's child, for sure. And so Luna is in this little freaking hot dog costume, and, like, no, it's like, she's like a legit little baby wiener.
So cute.
And, like, there's, like, mustard on. So she's in, like, this little zip up Halloween costume, and the bun is around her, and, like, it's kind of like a jacket in a sense. And then the little hot dog, like, comes up over her head, like a little, like, it's like a cap in a sense. I don't know. How can you? Yeah, kind of like a...
Yeah.
It's like a hood.
Yeah. So and she's...
She's like the hot dog.
She's the weena.
And she has like little mustard on her. And it's so cute, honestly. And she literally has a face on.
Whoever is stomping outside the door needs to
stop. Oh my
stop.
Gosh. That I was just
the
say
loudest
the same thing.
Stomping noise I've ever heard. It's that like they're purposely just...
I was like...
Being loud.
For a minute, I thought they were coming
and
in here.
And now they're running. Back and forth.
No, that is really loud. It kind of scary.
Yeah. Back to the wiener.
And she totally has a face of, like, disgust, like, I feel like, on her. She's like, are you serious, Mom?
Like,
are you
why?
Serious, Dad? Why me? And then this article doesn't have the other photos of Luna on there, but I definitely saw him on Instagram because I follow Chrissy. She also was a peacock, okay? And she had little tiny, like, duck feet on, and then a giant headdress. Like a, it was like a, it was like the wiener that, you know, hood, but then like behind it is like all these feathers like coming out. And then another one was, oh, what was the other one? It was a peacock, a wiener, and
I saw it on Twitter. I'm trying to think.
I know what, there was one more because they got like three outfits and I totally can't remember. Now it's going to bug me and I'm going to like be talking about a different article. I'm totally going to be like, okay, guys, wait, I totally figured out Luna's third costume. But it's super cute. She's definitely cute now. And I feel like I said that about North also. I thought North was so ugly as a child. I was like, ew. Like this.
Yeah,
is
she was hideous. I mean, that's really
coming from
up.
DJ Goody. She was hideous.
She was. She wasn't a cute baby, but she really grew into
her, like her look, I feel like. Stuff. Yeah, I agree. But Luna is so cute. And honestly, I'm voting for the wiener costume just because I feel like a baby as a wiener dog. Well, not like a dog, but like, you know, a little like pig in a blanket.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It's so cute. And I think she
it's
will
really
look
easy to do as well.
Oh, yeah, totally. But she definitely has little chubby cheeks. Like, I really want to pinch her chubby cheeks in this picture. I just kind of wanted to talk about that because none of y'all know it is Halloween weekend.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And so I totally wanted to talk about the costumes because I thought they were super cute. But anyways, I'm like now I'm like have like baby fever because I don't want to like go off the article because I keep looking at the picture. It's so cute.
Yeah, I'm like on Twitter right now trying to scroll as fast as I can to find the pictures because I saw it today and I was like, oh my God, that child is so cute.
Okay, so when we find the third costume, we will definitely
just shout it out to you.
We'll just, yeah, we'll just start talking about it. So what I wanted to talk about was that for my next article, Mariah Carey and her fiance, James Packer, broke up and he was so nice and let her keep the $10 million engagement ring that he gave her, but he like ran off to like a different country and was like, see ya.
$10 million?
Yeah, it's a $10 million engagement ring.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's a giant, giant rock. But not soon after the breakup, Mariah was actually spotted out with one of her backup dancers at Nobu in Malibu. I don't know about you. I feel like Mariah Carey has kind of gone, like, she's a little cuckoo now. Like, she's coming out with this new, like, not even mini episodes. It's like a show on E! That's going to come out and it's only going to be 8 episodes and it's like I forgot the title, but it's like Mariah's Fabulous Life or something. Huh. And she is just a little crazy. I'm not going to lie. Like, she, when she was a new singer, you know, I feel like she totally had her, you know, shiz together and everything. And then she kind of went off her rocker and she's like, I don't know. I just feel like a couple screws are loose with her.
Is she like weird?
Like, yeah, she kind of got weird.
I don't know. I was never a big Mariah Carey fan to begin with, but I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah, she, I mean,
like
in the past,
Amanda Bynes weird or like she's on the verge of being that weird?
Not that weird, uh-huh. But like something is just off about okay. her now. Like, I don't know. I mean, the past couple. Okay, so she broke up. She divorced Nick Cannon and then she started dating this random billionaire. I've never heard of him. And then he randomly just kind of runs off. Uh-huh. And is like, we are no longer getting married. I let her keep the ring. But he's like in another country.
What?
I just find that whole thing really suspicious. Like, that's weird to me.
Maybe she's just like been through so much. It's finally catching up to her.
She's just, I don't know. But it says that the engagement ring was 35 carats. So.
Yowza.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And I don't know. I'm not really going to discuss the article in the sense that it just kind of talks about their breakup. But the article itself also doesn't really know. Like, everyone's article around her breakup is kind of like confused with what exactly is going on because he just ran. It's weird. It's like a runaway bride. Like, what the heck? But I thought that was really weird. I just wanted to talk about that for a quick second because I actually used to listen to Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. The whole, I'm trying to think. What was her? the song with the music video where he was like a nerd and he came and like fixed her computer. Oh, one of her most popular songs. Like my dad was even into it. It was like a 2010, 2009 song. Now Don't Forget About Us, but that's a good song too.
My best friend and baby. That's like the only one I could really.
I am so out of it. I can't remember anything right now. I feel like my brain is a giant like cloud.
I'm just ready for this weekend to start.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I was a big Mariah Carey fan. My aunt got me into Mariah Carey and I totally stole her CD. And at first when I heard Mariah Carey, I was like, so I called my aunt Auntie. I was like, Auntie, I can't listen to this. This is rap. Like my dad's going to yell at me. And my aunt was like, it's not rap. It's like pop. But like some of her songs kind of had like a little rap beat to it.
Mm-hmm. A little flair.
Yeah. And so I was like, I can't listen to this. Like this is rap. Dad's going to.
Bad.
This is bad. Dad's going to yell at me. Well, now I really listen to rap. I'm like, Dad's going to yell at me. And then I totally got into her and I could not stop listening to her. And actually a few weeks ago, I definitely was like listening to her super old albums like on repeat in my car because for some reason, I don't know how, I think maybe I had heard a song in someone else's car. Maybe it was yours because you're like a throwback.
I'm definitely all throwbacks.
Yeah. DJ Goody is a throwback child. She will listen to throwbacks like for the rest of her life. Like it actually puts me in a good mood though because she'll remind me of songs that I used to listen to when I was younger that were so good and then kind of fell off the radar. And then they're super good once you bring them back into your life, like now. So I feel like it might have been you. Like you reminded me of a song or something. Maybe. But I was totally listening to Mariah Carey for a good like 2 weeks. And I was like, don't forget about us.
Oh,
like
that whole thing. Yeah, okay, that's a good song.
So I, moral of the story was that I was a Mariah Carey fan. Honestly, I didn't know where I was going with that. But
hey, you know what I just like realized that's really cool is I sent my friend the radio.dominican.edu. I just typed it in the Snap message and it actually pops up like as an app that will take you to the website.
Wait, on your Snapchat?
Yeah.
Wait, let me see.
That's so cool. I literally
typed that's so cool.
radio.dominican.edu, which is what you guys are listening to right now. And it nice pops tag. Up like a link.
And oh my God, that's so dope.
It drags you straight to the website.
That is very cool.
That is super cool.
That was actually a good tag because I was actually going to go on my first break. So as DJ Goody said, you're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Diamond. She's DJ Goody. This is another horrible outro.
It wouldn't be a Friday night radio show without some sort of...
I know, like, without some sort of like mess up, yeah. Honestly. But we will be right back. Say you lost it, girl, I got the remedy. I give you long and longevity. Don't settle for less or for infidelity. This ain't built like me. He can't bag your pipe, you leave that built like me. Or even keep the business behind his lips like me. I got a 100 problems. Good brain, am I f***ing with a scholar? Wood grain, I'ma grip it when I whip it. If I take a shot and brick it, I'ma flip it. Thankful for my pop, taught me how to get it. Gotta make sure my brothers is eating, I'ma split it. If she throw that at me, I'ma hit it. Pen Griffey, but she won't get a penny, nah. Young, your friends bad too, then Tom come with you. And we like, do what they on, we don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me.
For China. Authorities told ET the 29-year-old reality star was named as a suspect in a crime report that occurred Wednesday night in North Hollywood. Rob allegedly threatened. We are sipped the Henny for the day.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And with me tonight is my BFF, DJ Goody.
Hello, hello, people.
Actually, before I totally start talking about the next article, I want to tell you that every time I talk on my show about you, my mom will text me and be like, Alyssa, stop saying DJ Goody's real name. You keep messing it up. Like, stop saying her real name. Like, that is the only thing she's concerned about.
No, it's so funny. The first show, your first show, you're like, and my friend Emma is going on next. Her DJ name's DJ Goody. I was like,
ah. So there's no point in actually saying my DJ name since you just said my real name.
It's all good.
My mom is always like, Alyssa, stop saying her name out loud. Like, call her by her DJ name. I'm like, so did you like anything else about my show besides, like, did you hear about anything else that I talked about? She's like, yeah, but just stop saying her real, like, that is every show. Even last show with Katie, she was like, you said her name. I'm like, Mom, come on.
It's okay. It happens.
It's just hard because it's like, I know you. So it's like different with Katie because Katie isn't a comm major, so I can call her by her real name.
Right.
But I feel like it's so hard because I've known, like, I know you obviously by your real name, and now you have a DJ name, and it's always so hard for me to remember. I'll even call myself by my real name on mm-hmm. here. That was my problem, like, when I first started doing my radio show, like, last year, I was like, okay, my name is Alyssa, like, blah, 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 you know? And my mom's like, dude, you just said your name. Don't you have a DJ name? And I'm like, ah.
Let's just hope crap. No creepers come in.
Because we'll fight you.
To the radio station.
Because
I will fight you.
For those of you who don't know, we were being purge girls today.
Oh, yeah.
For Halloween. So we will literally kill you.
We'll light you up.
We will light your... Oh, wait. Light your butt up.
Yeah. Booty.
Booty.
Booty, booty, booty.
Okay, so my next article that I wanted to talk about was that Kevin Jonas and his wife Danielle welcomed their second child on Thursday, October 27th.
She's so fertile.
The baby girl's name is Valentina Angelina Jonas. And if that is not, I don't think you can get any more Italian than that. Valentina, that's the name of my grandma's dog.
Can you say that name, that whole name again?
Valentina Angelina Jonas.
Valentina Angelina Jonas. Oh my God.
I'm not going to lie, that is very Italian. That is so Italian. Valentina, no joke. So my grandma used to have, oh wait. Yeah, my grandma used to have a German Shepherd, and her name was Valentina. And that, honestly, it is so Italian. And, well, let's all take into consideration that it's also a German Shepherd, and it had an Italian name. That was also very weird. But she adopted it. Like, she adopted it off of, like, a family friend. And so that she was an older dog, so there was no point in changing the name. But that is so Italian. Valentina Angelina Jonas.
Does it mention a nickname? Do they call her V or Tina?
Did you say Tina?
I don't know why, but that cracks me up.
No.
Like, you can't take Tina from Valentina because Valentina is such, like, a rich
name. I was going to say, it's, like, full.
It's full, rich, it's beautiful. Like, not that Tina's not beautiful, but it's just, like, you can't
nickname. Like, when I think of Tina, I think of Christina.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, Valentina, that's...
But it's, yeah. Like, you can't get, I feel like you Tina can't from Valentina.
No,
it just doesn't roll.
Yeah, I agree with you. But it says the new addition joins the 2.5-year-old big sister, Alana Rose, who can't wait for Valentina to come home and start being a big sister. So I'm almost positive that Elena Rose is 2.5 and she can't talk. So therefore, I don't know where that quote came from. I'm just kidding. I totally just went off. Cause it
I was like, wait, she can't talk? She's a mute? Like, I was
No, like,
concerned.
She's 2.5. Like, and it was like Elena Rose who already can't wait for, like, how do you know if the big sister can't wait? What if she's like, damn, like, I don't want another sister.
She's probably like, no.
I know, she's like, I want attention.
That's Alyssa as a child.
No, I was like, okay, attention.
Now.
Attention, I need attention.
Everyone, look at me.
Touch
me. I'm pretty.
Pay attention to me. Just do anything that where you're looking at me and I am your... You are in contact with me, and I know that you love me, and I am
the center of your world.
Literally, exactly. Like, just please, I want to be your son. Just always look at me.
Always look at me.
But yeah, so they welcomed another baby girl, and I feel like it's so, like, rare in a sense to have two girls Like, if you have two. So my best friend from home, Marissa, she has a younger sister. And I always feel like it's always like an older sister or an older brother. And then you always get like the opposite gender. So I feel like it's kind of like rare in a sense almost.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of.
Like, I feel like you always kind of have like two different genders in a family.
Are you just thinking of the Kardashians?
Okay, maybe. It took
me a while. Because I was like, Kim, so she has North and Saint, and then Courtney, she has Mason, Rain, and Penelope. But it went like Mason, Penelope, so this boy, girl.
True. There's Alyssa and, DJ Diamond and Connor.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just always feel like it's, you know what I'm saying?
To have two girls in a row, you don't hear about like celebrities like having that.
Two girls. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like,
It's Elena and Valentina?
Yeah.
That's really pretty.
I like that.
Elena, Rose, Valentina, Angelina.
Yeah, I don't really like the whole rhyming thing, though. I don't like the Valentina, Angelina. That's a lot of Enas for me.
It sounds like it's like a storybook or something, like a riddle or...
And I'm like, what am I trying to solve here?
Valentina.
Angelina. Bobina. Like, there's a lot of Enas, and I don't know. I don't really like that part of it. But, so yeah, she welcomed her second child on October 27th, which was, what, yesterday?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, today's the 28th.
Yeah, oh my God. She's probably still in the hospital.
That's what I was going to say. Damn, my rent's due soon.
Damn college. College life. Is she, did she have a natural birth or a C-section?
I think she had a natural birth. It didn't really talk about if she had a natural birth or a C-section, but I mean, the article goes on to say that she announced the pregnancy back in April by posting sweet photos to Instagram depicting themselves prepping for their second child and a smiling Elena sporting a big sister shirt. We are excited to share the news that we are expecting a new addition to our family this winter. The married couple of almost 7 years, which is kind of crazy. I did not know they have been married for 7 years.
Because they had a show for a while.
And it honestly wasn't that good.
It wasn't that good. I don't know. Kevin's weird.
Kevin, yeah. You can tell he was the hated Jonas brother. Brother.
Brother. Brother. The hated Jonas brother.
What did I say before? There's been so many things I've said wrong.
Sleeping Bluey.
Sleeping Bluey.
DJ Diamond goes, you know, I always thought of myself as Cinderella, but you know, the more I like get older, like I'm more of like a Sleeping Bluey. I'm like, Sleeping Bluey. That's very interesting.
You're like, wow, Sleeping Bluey.
I'm like, wow. I'm right.
I'm right.
God damn.
No,
it.
The amount of times that I mess up like words, I swear to God, you would think that I'm like incompetent of speaking. Like, hi, I'm Sleeping Bluey.
I
like fruits.
Let's go get some fruits. Brother.
Stupid idiot. I'm like laughing so hard my eyelash is gonna fall off. I don't know where to go from that. I'm really now like laughing.
You know what? Okay, Joe and Nick need to get on the marriage and baby train.
Yeah. So Joe is not dating anyone, is he?
Is Joe like? I don't judge, but is Joe gay? Like,
I wouldn't. I mean, I feel like I'm almost shocked that there hasn't been like an article on that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just
because Nick was dating what's her face, that model, that Miss America model, or not model,
was
Miss
Joe
America.
Dating Gigi Hadid?
Yes, okay, you're right. They did date briefly before she dated Zayn.
And they're still together.
Yes.
Okay.
They just posted a photo on Instagram. I want to say a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I
just keep thinking about how Gigi Hadid who got like her elbowed the guy in the face.
Yeah.
For like a picking bad her up. That was so funny.
Self-defense, girlfriend. But yeah, Joe, I don't think has dated anyone since her.
I want Joe and Demi to date. Demi Lovato.
I feel like they still have, like, secret feelings for each other.
I feel like that, too.
Like, they always are so nice and cordial to each other in the media. And they're like, yeah, like, even though we used to date, like, we are totally, like, still good friends. Like, he's someone who I look up to and, like, go to for advice and everything. And I'm like, damn, girl, if I was still saying that about an ex-boyfriend. I'd be tripping right now.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
okay,
I'm going to try to play cool. But I'm over here, I'm tripping hella hard.
No, seriously.
You know, what I usually do is I usually probably trip hella hard and I try not to trip hella hard and I try to act like I don't trip. And I'm like, yeah, things are real good. And I'm in here like, oh my God, who is he? What is he doing with that girl?
You're dying inside.
I'm literally. And so.
That's so cute that they're uncles, though, to another
baby
girl.
That's insane. Like, I think. That'd be so cool. I wish my brother was older so he could have a kid and then I could before be like you. An aunt. Yeah. And then I could like spoil the child.
You'd be a really good aunt.
I would literally, oh my gosh.
You would spoil the crap out of those kids.
I totally would with like the cutest little things. Like that's like my.
But if they ever tried something, you just look back at them and they know.
I'd be like.
Auntie Liz is not messing around. Jay.
She is not here to fool around.
Yeah.
So the article ends up going on to say it looks like the two might be the magic number for the family's kid count. So it looks like they may just stop and they just may have two kids. I feel like though Kevin and Danielle I could see them with like a big family like because they're Italian. Like yeah. They are so Italian, both of them. And so I could totally see them with like a big family, like Kardashians kind of. Mm-hmm. Honestly, let's just get over the, like everyone get over the fact that yes, I'm going to reference everything back to the Kardashians, like get over it.
Not a bad thing though.
No, definitely not a bad thing. And actually I was talking with Stu today in class prior to class starting, and he's been like watching the Kardashians because I come into class. And no, actually no, he comes into class because I was there before him, and he's like, Alyssa, did you watch the episode on Sunday? And I'm like, I'm thinking the only episode I know on Sunday is Kardashians. I'm like, the Kardashians? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, obviously I did. And he's like, so is Khloe, I'm confused. Does she have long hair or does she have short hair? And I'm like, she has short hair. He's like, okay, because I didn't understand it. Like some shots she has long hair and some shots in the, on the show she has short hair. And then everyone's like sitting there and they're like, wait, Stu, you're watching Kardashians? And he's like, you know, since Alyssa's DJ, there I go again. I almost just call myself DJ Goody. Who is running outside?
No, seriously. If you're listening again, can you stop? Write meow.
Write meow.
Please, God.
And so I now don't know what I was saying. The freaking kid.
You were talking to Stu today about watching the Kardashians episode.
Yes. And so everyone was saying like, Stu, why are you watching the Kardashians? Like, what the heck? And he goes, well, DJ Diamond is so obsessed with them. I felt like I should finally just start watching it to like understand the slang that she has. And I'm like, I don't really have any slang that I learned. Oh, okay. I do say Bible. Mm-hmm. And I do say Damn Gina.
Damn Gina.
And those both originated like that. I both heard them first on Damn Gina. But I don't feel like I have like slang.
No, maybe he just wants to like have a conversation with you
because and know
like,
what I'm talking about.
Your life is Kardashian. So very he wants true. To be like a part of your life.
Stu, I am so honored to have you be a part of my life through Kardashians. I was like telling him today, I was like, okay, I am obsessed with the Kardashians. Yes, we all know that. And the only way I can explain it to someone is by saying the type of obsession that I have with the Kardashians is like equivalent to a guy's obsession with like knowing every single player in like MLB or NFL and knowing like the day and the time that they were born. Because, you know, guys are super into, like, sports, obviously.
Yeah,
and
like
they'll
their
know
stats and
yeah.
where they were born and what college
and
they
know
went to.
Every player on every team.
Yeah.
That's literally me, but with the Kardashians. Like, I know every single detail of their life. Every fact. Every photo shoot they've done. Every episode I've watched. Like, that. And so that was the only way I could explain it to him. And
that's
was like,
pretty
actually,
amazing.
That's actually a good, like...
They should have a Kardashians Jeopardy, so you could just go on.
I would
and
win hella money,
booty, and that's how you would become famous.
That's literally, oh my, that's such a good idea. Someone start Kardashian Jeopardy.
Hey, how about on your show next
I
week?
Know. I'd like Khloe Kardashian for $500.
I'll like ask the questions, and then we'll have like a little buzzer.
That'd be actually super fun.
And then who else knows Kardashians as well as you do?
No one.
All right.
So I'll be playing against myself.
Stu, you want to come in?
Stu, I challenge you.
You need to figure out whether Khloe has short hair or long hair first.
Exactly. That's so true. but with that, I'm going to go to my second break. You are listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond. And you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Travis Scott, Tucker, baby. Yeah. I'm on four. I got it four. Just a day short.
swing out my door. Pulling off and I'm gone. Then I go up before. Then I roll up, then roll up. Then I'm calling your.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So during that break, I like ran out into the bathroom to like fix my eyelash because it legitimately is falling off of my eye and it's like poking me. But it's so funny because as I was out there, I realized where the stomping was coming from. So we have, is it BFA?
Yeah.
So we have BFA Lines dancers doing a performance tonight. And so they're all out there like running around getting like, you know, themselves together before the show. And actually, how did we get on this topic, DJ Goody?
Well,
we were talking about dancers and then we somehow. Oh, I think you just mentioned. So Kendall Jenner had done
that photo shoot.
Yeah. And she was it Vogue? I believe it was Vogue.
I think so.
And it was. Yeah, you go. You explain.
She did the photo shoot and she was dressed in, you know, the usual ballerina attire, I guess.
She had like point shoes on, I think.
Yeah, the point shoes. And I thought it was really pretty.
Me too.
But, like, she got so much criticism for it. And because I was talking about, Alyssa mentioned, like, oh, the stompings from the dancers, yada, yada. And I told her, I was like, I don't know why, but every dancer that I've met, they just think they are the greatest person to they ever like, walk this earth.
Yeah, like, they, everyone worship the ground that they
their
walk
on. Their noses
are
just so up in the air, like,
seriously, agreed.
I don't know what it is, but they just think they're the best. And so, you know, Alyssa loves Kardashian, so I mentioned Kendall Jenner doing the photo shoot. And the criticism she got, it was ridiculous. People were actually angry at the fact that, you know, she just threw on point shoes and...
apparently she, like, wasn't doing it right either or something. And it's funny because there's a dancer that goes here who posted about it on Facebook that I saw. And
oh, really?
Sitting there.
Oh.
And I'm, like, reading what she's saying. And I'm like, girlfriend, calm down. Like, I understand you're passionate about what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's like a sport. Like, don't... well, I don't know even. I feel like if, like, okay, so I used to play volleyball. If Kendall Jenner went and posed as a volleyball player and say she was doing it slightly wrong, I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't be really that upset in the sense
no,
that, like...
no, not at
it's
all.
It's not a big deal.
It's a freaking photo shoot.
I know.
You're
and it's really pretty.
You're creating the scene. It's not, like, a real life
let's
thing.
Face it. She's not a freaking ballet dancer, people. She's a model, and she's making money off of modeling. So everyone calm down.
Yeah, they were like, this is... it was like a Lions coach or something. I don't know. She was just, she was an older woman and she had been doing ballet for a really long time. And she was just, they were interviewing her about how she felt about this Vogue shoot that Kendall Jenner did. And she was so angry at, you know, like, she was doing it wrong. And this is an art form that takes years and years of practice. And for her to just throw on the point shoes, like it's nothing. It's just, like, super insulting. And we work so hard to be the best that we can be, and, like, blood, sweat, and tears every day.
Or, like, put into this.
Like, a life, it's yeah. a lifestyle. It's, like, it's their life. And I was like, lady, you know, so...
Gina.
I was like, everyone works their ass off, like, butt off. It's not, you're not any more special than the next guy. Like, you aren't the only person on the planet that works hard for what they want. And so, I don't know. I just, it irritates me because they just think they're better than everyone else and that they deserve more praise because they're ballet dancers. I don't know.
I'm like, TBT, you know, when I did balling, freaking preschool.
Oh my God, yeah.
I used to get jelly donuts after. Yo, thanks, Dad.
Okay, TMI, but, like, I wet my pants, like, all
doing
the time.
Doing ballet?
Ballet, at ballet practice, I would honestly pee my pants.
Because you were scared?
I was nervous, for one, and I wasn't, I guess, potty trained. I didn't, like, I couldn't hold my bladder in.
I still can't hold my bladder in, honestly, so.
My ballet teacher, she picked me up at one point in the class, and she ran me to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my, that is too funny.
It was, oh my God.
No, yeah, I used to do ballet when I was, like, in preschool, I want to say, and I would go, like, in the morning, I want to say around, like, 9 or 10 or something, uh-huh. And then it was always the best day for me because my dad would then, so my mom was at work, and then I would go to ballet, and my dad would drop me off, and then after he would pick me up, we would always go and get donuts, and I remember that, and I don't know if my dad, but, like, I mean, I feel like my dad would remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was obviously an adult when that happened, but, like, as a kid, that is, like, one of, like, my fondest memories is, like, literally getting a donut after ballet. I mean, that's probably
so
why I'm not a
good.
Dancer still, because I got fat off of donuts.
Dude, donuts sound so bomb right now.
Have you tried, what is it, Whole Foods? Donuts?
No, I haven't.
They're
bomb?
So bomb, and they're vegan.
What?
I mean, not that really matters to me. Like,
I don't
I'd
really
eat
care,
it.
But, like, that's cool to know.
They're super good. They are soups good.
I'm sure the dancers would love that.
So sad.
So sad.
Sorry.
Sorry.
So kind of now that we're on, like, the Kardashian section of my show,
again,
I wanted to talk about how Kim has actually made her first appearance out in public since the Paris robbery. Hold on, this mic is so, oh my God, so much better. So recently, you know, when I was talking about the whole, she was robbed, in Paris, and it was a huge to-do. As you know, last week I was on with Katie, and Katie was saying that she thought it was a whole, like, she thought it was a setup. Mm-hmm. She was saying that she felt like it was staged, and I'm over here and I'm like, no, girlfriend, it ain't staged. But you know, everyone has their own opinion. Like, there's so many opinions going around, like, oh, she definitely was paid to, like, have this happen to her or something, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's all these different rumors. But she actually has made an appearance, and it was at an ice cream shop with her BFF, Jonathan, who used to be, I want to say, her PR agent. And so she was spotted in an oversized sweatshirt, and she's kind of wearing it like a dress, and it's, like, it's an off-white. And then she's wearing these, like, off-white slides. And she still has her long extension hair from Paris, because she put extensions in for Paris, and it was, like, I want to say her hair is, like, down to her butt. And so she still has the extensions in, and she's makeup-free, and she's just holding, like, honestly, this looks really good. The ice cream that she's holding is, like, it's not a waffle cone, but the sugar cone.
Oh, yeah.
And it's vanilla, and it's the rainbow sprinkles wrapped all around it. Oh, it's, like, not God. Just, like, drizzle, but it's, like, you know when they, like, lay it and roll it in the sprinkle bucket? And so it covers all the ice cream.
Yes.
And it looks super good. But she was spotted at an ice cream shop.
I'm salivating.
And
I know.
Actually, that sounds really good. I really could go for, like, a McDonald's, like, soft serve.
Oh, yeah, with, like, an apple pie.
Oh.
Oh, God.
That hit me right in the stomach.
In the stomach.
But the article, I mean, obviously there was no statement made. It was just, like, she was seen out in public. Getting her fix of ice cream. But I thought that was pretty funny, because then last night she made an appearance with Kris Jenner at Kanye's concert in LA, and it was super secretive. She definitely went back, like, she went in the back way in a sense, and someone just happened to see her. Gosh, I'm, like, still so disgusting and sick. But it was definitely, she was definitely there. And I know Courtney was there, because Courtney was Snapchatting it. But, you know, Kim has still not made an appearance back on social media, but she has been seen out in public. So I thought that was kind of interesting, because, of course, the whole, she could be making money off of when she times her comeback, in a sense. So she obviously has made, like, she's made appearance. What am I saying? Could you help me here? Honestly, I just started, like,
so. If when she does her comeback, like, she gets paid for that, like, her big, like, introduction after the fact.
They were saying that, like, if she times her comeback, like, back into the public eye just right, she will actually make money off of the comeback just by coming back onto social media.
Oh, crazy.
And I think that is literally insane. And I feel like that's kind of where people are like, okay, this Paris thing was totally staged, because how can you make money off of that? That's insane. Yeah. I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, if she's making money, then she's doing better than I am.
No, seriously.
But anyway, so with that, we're going to go to our third, our, I know, I feel like I should be saying our break, because you're on my show so much. We're going to be going to our third break. But we're going to be going to my third break. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Let me lick you in places you never been licked before. Take you to places you never been before, like London, Paris. See that Lamborghini outside? We can share J&B without the marriage. Horse and carriage, senorita. Snapchat dog filters live from Ibiza. Breakfast on the beach, that means sex is on the beach. You looking like a fruit platter. I'ma bite into your peach and I think about to massage your feet and you got a body, you remind me of my Jeep and I must look amazing with you, cause every time you're on my arm, I got my text message on red, and every time I ask to see you, you say you going to bed. Every time I hit you with the good morning, you say you working. Now you in my living room twerking, that's crazy. You wear that bodysuit, I know you trying to tease me. I put on that tiller, she rather fuck me to Weezy. I remember when your money was young and you stripped all week just to get the tan Yeezys.
back when lame hit you with the one-liners, all sounding the same like Future and Designer. Now that's my and she told me to shh, we in a Chanel store.
All eyes on me, I need your attention. Put your body on me, you don't wanna miss it. All eyes on me, I don't want your love. We ain't gotta fake it, we both kind of. All eyes on you, looking at me like you love me. We can do it now or later. She won't let go, party fade. No, we getting all this smoking molly burning up. Certified with the double M pulling up. Would've got a rumor, play rumor, been here. Girl, you know my intentions. I put you on the wall like a picture. Round after round to decisions. Say you wanna show me what I'm missing. All the lights low, but we lit up. I don't let you down if we get up. Like you got a man, but you're fed up.
You want me to say your name, huh?
But you know when we get together.
Karrueche!
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. During that break, DJ Goody was telling me who was listening, so a shout out to Gabby and Jocelyn who are listening to me. Thanks, guys. wow. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye, Gina.
Bye, Gina. I totally just zoned out right there. So for this last article that I have for the last part of my show, Kristen Stewart and Vincent, I want to say it's St. Vincent. Is that looks like street, honestly.
Yeah. St. Vincent.
St. Vincent, which is the girl she's dating.
What?
Make their first public appearance together.
That's the girl's name?
Yeah.
St. Vincent.
St. Vincent. Isn't that kind of weird? I feel like it's like a priest.
Okay, or like that is like the most lesbian thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, I'm really confused. I'm so confused. Like, I was telling, oh my God, I almost said your real name. I was telling DJ Goody during the break, oh my gosh, what was I saying? I'm like slowly falling asleep. I'm actually so tired. Holy cow. Oh, I was telling her that I find it so weird because Kristen Stewart had an affair with the director of Twilight who was married.
And
so,
who's a male?
Male.
He's got a wiener.
He's got a wiener.
Which Kristen Stewart does not like.
Which apparently, well, now she doesn't like, but I just find it so weird. Like, she went from having an affair with someone to now being into girls. I mean, maybe she's bisexual, but I don't.
I highly doubt
it. I honestly agree with you. I don't feel like she's bisexual. I feel like she is now full blown.
It makes sense that she's lesbian because in Twilight, when she was kissing Edward, she just looks so uncomfortable.
She looks so stiff.
Yeah, like relax. She wasn't enjoying it at all. And it's like, how can you not enjoy kissing Robert Pattinson?
No, I know.
Or Taylor Lautner. Yeah. What the hell? Like,
no, I was totally confused by that too. But yeah, so her and her girlfriend have made their first public appearance together, and they've been dating for a couple months, and they've been seen, you know, spotted out, like just shopping, doing errands in a sense, but they have not made like an actual like quote red carpet appearance, I guess you could say. I mean, this wasn't red carpet, but it was an appearance that, you know, all these photographers were at, and you know, all these other celebrities were at. So Kristen Stewart in this picture is wearing, first of all, she's blonde now. She's not bleach blonde, but she's blonde, like a little less blonde than what Kylie Jenner, her blonde is right now. And it's like slicked back, and she's wearing really dark Ray-Bans, like you can't see through them, with like this
she looks like the blind mouse from Shrek.
I honestly was just about to say that, with the cane. And yes, they always run into each other, and they,
yes,
run into the clock.
She's even wearing like a suit
and like the checkered pants in a, yeah, sense. Yeah, she's wearing, like, not like a pantsuit, because her pants are kind of weird. They're, like, cuffed. But she's wearing, what is that kind of jacket
blazer?
Called? Yeah, she's wearing a black blazer. First of all, she has her iPhone randomly sticking out of the pocket, which I think is really weird.
Tacky.
And that's hella tacky. And then she's wearing these pants that are, like, rolled and cuffed, and they're kind of, like, lightly, like, not checkered, but, like, striped, I guess you could say. Honestly, she looks like Chef Boyardee. That's all I'm going to say right now. She looks
Chef
like,
Boyardee.
She looks like freaking Chef Boyardee. And she's wearing some, like, patent leather, like, loafers.
I could go for some Chef Boyardee right
Dude,
now.
Dude, me too. Oh, like, God. Some pasta. Damn, and some bread.
Ooh.
This whole Ooh. Show is, like, us, like, making random comments about, like, my
it is
eyelash.
That time of the night?
I know. My eyelash is falling off. I'm hungry. And then her girlfriend actually, I mean, her girlfriend doesn't look that bad. She's wearing, like, super, like, big bell-bottom, like, black pants. With a crop top sweater with, like, this really nice, like, statement necklace and a purse. And she's also wearing sunglasses that you can't see her eyes.
I don't know why, but bell-bottoms freak me out.
They're really, like, yeah. I mean, they're really big flare.
Yeah, I don't like it. It freaks me out.
I'm not really
into
them.
I feel like they're going to swallow some, like, if they walk past something, they're just going to swallow it up.
It never sees the light of day again.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye,
You
Gina.
Were swallowed by my bell-bottoms.
By my bell-bottom jeans. So Kristen Stewart recently said of relationships, it's not that I want to hide who I am or hide anything I'm doing in my life. With that, she made her first public appearance with her new girlfriend, St. Vincent. They made a stylish pair at Thursday's CFDA/Vogue Fashion Fun show. And then it goes on to talk about, you know, how she has blonde hair right now and that her iPhone was sticking out. But yet I'm over here. They didn't make a comment about it being tacky. But to me, I felt like it was kind of tacky, like what DJ Goody said. I thought it was kind of weird. It says that some women who were also there were Emma Stone and Katy Perry.
I love Emma Stone.
Me too. She's so funny. But it's a picture. There's like a picture of like, you know, St. Vincent, Kristen Stewart, Emma Stone, and then Katy Perry all sitting front row. And I'm not going to lie, though. Kristen Stewart, in this picture, she actually looks, like, really, like, I don't...
She looks good.
Yeah.
And like, she looks very sleek and sophisticated.
Yeah, even though she looks like Chef Boyardee, she definitely looks, like, good in this one picture. Like, when she... Like, her hair looks really good. I don't know. I kind of like when... I kind of like her slick back hair. I thought it was really cool. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so the article then, you know, kind of talks about who was there and what the whole appearance, like the whole fashion fund, like it talks about that. And then it goes on to say that Kristen stated that people wanted me and Rob to be together so badly that our relationship was made into a product. It wasn't real life anymore, and that was gross to me. It's not that I want to hide who I am or hide anything I'm doing in my life. It's that I don't want to become a part of a story for entertainment value. And I honestly completely agree with that. I feel like people do kind of make relationships into a product in the celebrity world, and they, like, us normal people, like, thrive off of that, and we thrive off of almost making drama, I feel like, in their relationship. Because I feel like, in a sense, like, we kind of control it. Mm-hmm. Because we are, like, they are in the public eye, and... there's so much criticism that, you know, people will make about them and they'll talk about them. So I do kind of agree with that statement that there are relationships in Hollywood that are made in to be a product. And I think that's kind of sad. She goes on to say, if you feel like you really want to define yourself and you have the ability to articulate those parameters and that in itself defines you, then do it. But I am not an actress, man. Oh, but I am an actress, man. I live in the effing ambiguity. Am I saying that right?
Ambiguity? Oh,
ambiguity.
Ambiguity.
Can you read this? Ambiguity.
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 Why does that sound so weird?
Why can we not say
ambiguity.
That?
Ambiguity. Oh,
ambiguity.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is a disaster.
This is slowly going south. Of this life, and I love it, she added that she believes in fluidity, and she thinks that in time, people won't need to associate as straight or gay. It's, like, just a thing that you do. Wow. This is a year of realizing things, and, like...
Me and my friends are just realizing things.
Like, what the hell was that? Like, and it's, like, just a thing you do. Like, what? That is so random. I don't know. I just thought of, like, the whole Kylie Jenner where she's, like... This is definitely the year of realizing things, and like I'm realizing things, and like so are my friends. They're realizing things. Oh. And you're sitting there and you're like, Kylie, shut up.
No, seriously.
Shut up.
What things have you realized, Kylie?
I know, Kylie. What actually, yeah, now that it's, you know, almost November, Kylie, have you realized anything this year from your realizing things statement that you made January 1st? Have you realized anything?
I don't think so.
I don't think she has either. Mm-mm. No.
We've just realized how kind of slow she can be sometimes.
That's very true. But with that was show
five.
That was show five. That was my show five. And then I only have eight shows total, so
three more
people. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and my special guest, DJ Goody.
Hell yeah.
Make sure to tune in next week. I'm doing my show again 6 to 7. So thank you so much for listening. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Doesn't make sense now. Just got real, things are getting intense now. I hear you talking about we a lot, or you speak French now. Giving me the sign, so I gotta take a hint now. I hit you up like, do you wanna hang right now? On the east side, and you know I'm with the gang right now. You say, do I wanna watch? Do I know what time it is right now? Yeah. It's after 2.